Kia ora koutou. Welcome to our Wednesday service for Holy Week. One of the lovely things about Holy Week is that we always include a service of anointing. This is a way of enacting the poignant story in the Gospels of the woman anointing Jesus in the last few days of his life. It's an important symbol because anointing is an expression of love and blessing. In anointing one another or ourselves, we are signalling that we are holy, that we are blessed. It's a way of signalling that we, like Jesus, are bound to a life of sacrificial love, that we are committed to, anointed for, his service. So this evening's prayer time is a service of anointing. Obviously, we're going to have to make some adaptations for COVID-19, but, you know, we can do this. So what you need for tonight is a really small bowl of oil. A scented oil would be nice if you have some, but really any oil will do. Feel free to grab the olive oil or the peanut oil out of the pantry if it's easiest. Place the bowl next to the candle. If you don't yet have the bowl of oil, please stop this podcast and go and get it, and then come and join us. Our prayer this evening will follow the usual format: a call to worship and prayer, a reading and reflection, and then a small informal service of anointing. I'm going to explain what to do now so that we don't interrupt our focus during our prayer time. This is what we're going to do. If you're alone, I'm going to ask you to turn one hand palm up, then dip a finger or two into the bowl of oil. Then with the finger that was dipped in the oil, trace a simple cross on your palm. As you do this, say the words out loud: "You are holy, you are loved." If you're with other people, then when the time of anointing comes, take turns to anoint one another, saying the same words: "You are holy, you are loved." If you're in a bigger group, you may need to pause this podcast while you do this. Okay, I hope that makes sense, and I'm sure when we get there it will. And so our call to worship. My brothers and sisters, let us turn our eyes upon Jesus and remember that he is the High King of heaven, the ruler of all the earth. We remember Mary of Bethany, the prophetess, who broke the oil over Jesus to anoint him as a king and as sacrifice. We recall with wonder and awe that we are holy because Jesus is the anointed King. My friends, as we journey through Holy Week with Jesus, let us worship him. Let us be his followers who keep watch with him. Let us be the friends at his table who share his bread and wine. Let us be the companions who journey with him to the end. Come, let us worship, let us listen, and let us give thanks for such great love. The reading tonight signals the moment of Jesus' betrayal, the beginning of the events that would lead to his death. But just before that terrible moment, something beautiful occurs. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 26, beginning at verse 6. When Jesus was at Bethany, as a guest of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him as he was eating dinner and anointed him with a bottle of very expensive perfume. When the disciples saw what was happening, they were furious. "That's criminal! This could have been sold for a lot and the money handed out to the poor." When Jesus realized what was going on, he intervened. "Why are you giving this woman a hard time? She has just done something wonderfully significant for me. You'll have the poor with you every day for the rest of your life, but you won't have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, what she really did was anoint me for burial. You can be sure that wherever in the whole world the message is preached, what she has just done is going to be remembered and admired." I recently read a wonderful essay about our work of being Christ in the world. The author said that we are not called to be passive observers of God's work, but neither should we be forcing something solely through our own will. Instead, he said, we should see the relationship as being like a dance. We have an idea. God opens the door. We take an action, and there is a response from the outside world guiding our direction. Sometimes we just have to act, even if we don't fully understand why. And if that act is guided by love, then its significance may be far more than we could ever imagine. The woman in this reading is identified in John's Gospel as Mary of Bethany. We know a little about her, that she was a friend of Jesus, that she listened carefully when he was teaching, that Jesus brought her brother out of the tomb. What motivated her to break the bottle of oil and pour it on Jesus? Perhaps it was gratitude. Perhaps it was love. Perhaps she alone, of anyone listening to Jesus, had discerned what was about to happen, and she was overcome with grief. Whatever it was, she acted instinctively, breaking open the most precious thing she owned, pouring it out over Jesus. It's a very visceral, physical image. It's an act of someone pouring out themselves to Jesus, the perfume filling the air. But her actions have meaning she herself cannot understand. Kings are anointed, sacrifices are anointed, the dead are anointed. In pouring out the oil, she did something incredibly important for Jesus. She said, whether she knew it or not, I know who you are the king, and you are the sacrifice. He may not have needed it, but maybe this was a moment not just of comfort, but of confirmation for Jesus. This is the way you must go. Just like Mary, we are called into the dance. We are called to act, to step out instinctively in love, to be guided by love itself. We are called to act in whatever is before us right now. What action is being asked of you? May you be blessed in whatever you are called to do. May you step out in faith. And may love guide all your actions in the days to come and always. Let us pray. Lord, your time was drawing close when Mary anointed you for burial, anointed you as king and sacrifice. How bittersweet that must have been, the outpouring of her love and the confirmation that death was beckoning near. Lord, we honour you. We honour your sacrifice for us. We honour your love that led you to your death. We thank you that by your death we are set free and the gates of heaven are open to us. The psalmist says, "You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows." My friends, I invite you now to take up the bowl of oil and anoint yourself or one another. A cross on the palm and the words, "You are holy, you are loved." Pause the podcast if you need to. Lord, we thank you for your great love. Anoint us for your work here on earth. May we live our lives completely in service to you, our King and our God. Fill our hearts with love, we pray. May we, the anointed children of God, your best beloved, be your hands and feet and voice in this world, and yours forever in the life to come. Amen. And so we turn to the needs of the world. Lord, we pray for the homeless, for the unemployed, for those who are afraid, for families in unsafe situations, for those struggling with addiction. We pray for those who are hungry tonight. We pray for those who are worrying about their jobs or about their businesses, for those who are beyond anxious about how to care for their staff. We pray for anyone who feels as if both ends of their candle is being burned out all at once. And we pray for those who are caring for those in need, for charities who are working with the homeless or getting food to hungry people. We pray for women's refuges. We pray your blessing on the people working in work and income, or Orangi Tamariki, that you will fill them with empathy and compassion and wisdom. We pray for wise government and for business leaders to be motivated by the interests of the whole country. We pray for creative thinkers to breathe new life into our society. And Lord, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves. Please join me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. My friends, as the day draws to a close this night, may you remember you are profoundly loved and need never be afraid. Remember, you are a beloved child of God, that you are holy. All glory and honour to our gracious King, who even now walks towards the cross. And we say together, Amen. Thank you for joining with us tonight in prayer. Tomorrow is Maundy Thursday, and then we're just a step away from Good Friday. But for tonight, remember the woman bending over Jesus, oil flowing through her hands, perfume in the air. Remember the dance. God bless, my friends, and we will meet together in prayer tomorrow.